Like many people, I suppose, I was familiar with these lines from the Alabama state anthem, Sweet Home Alabama, by the Jacksonville, Florida band Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers, and they've been known to pick a song or two. Lord, they get me off so much, they pick me up when I'm feeling blue. Now how about you? You know the chorus. But who the Swampers were exactly was a mystery. I only vaguely knew that the Shoals area had been an important recording center and that a number of well-known artists had made records there, desiring what is called the Muscle Shoals sound. The sound studio was, quote, founded in a former casket warehouse in Sheffield, Alabama, in 1969, end quote. North Alabama was the spawning ground for many small studios and hosts of musicians, but Whitley focuses on the Swampers. These four musicians who made up the Muscle Shoals rhythm section left Fame Studio to open their own place at 3614 Jackson Highway, where they created the Muscle Shoals sound, quote, a blend of rock, rhythm and blues, and country music, end quote. They were also music publishers and arrangers. They helped rewrite and improvised. The room itself, with a gently sloping floor and burlap on the walls, had a distinct sound, sometimes called swampy, sometimes called funk. An impressive point Whitley stresses is, quote, at Nashville, the three-hour session was sacred, end quote. If you rented 3 hours of studio time, that was it. At the studio, they would work on a tune late into the night if necessary, staying, quote, until they get the sound they're looking for, end quote. Word spread, of course. Cher recorded there in 1968. R.B. Greaves recorded his hit, Take a Letter, Maria, in 1969. And in that same year, the Rolling Stones arrived for 3 days. The first night, they recorded You Gotta Move, the second, Brown Sugar, which went to number one, the third, Wild Horses. Books like this are filled with odd bits. One of the reasons the Stones and others accomplished so much was, in a dry county, there was absolutely nothing else to do. Whitley writes, quote, interview a musician from rural Alabama, and it's likely he or she will tell you, boredom is at the root of the music, end quote. In any case, stars arrived and sang. Lynyrd Skynyrd recorded an early version of Free Bird. The Staple Singers did Respect Yourself. Even Bob Dylan recorded 2 albums in Alabama, Slow Train Comin' and Saved. Rod Stewart, among others, was surprised the rhythm section were white Alabama boys. One of the Swampers, David Hood, says, quote, we looked like guys that worked at the supermarket or something, end quote. At the Shoals, even in turbulent 60s Alabama, there was a kind of racial oasis. This small confusion was meaningful in a larger sense as well. Race really didn't matter at Muscle Shoals. Only creating first-rate music mattered. The, quote, walls were lined with gold and platinum albums. The rhythm section created more than 50 such hits at the studio, end quote. Through fresh interviews with musicians and considerable research online and in newspaper files, Whitley has generated this compact history. Admittedly, most appealing to aficionados, any reader will learn a good deal about a section of Alabama often overlooked. P.S. Like so much of American culture, Muscle Shoals was damaged by disco in the 80s and slow to recover.